ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकथामाह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिक जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तम देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto, fourth canto, chapter 22, Prithu Maharaja's meeting with Kumaras, text number 49. Vaniya tu duryo महतां संस्थित्या अध्यात्म शिक्षया आप्त कामां इवात्मान मेन आत्मनि अवस्थिता वनियस्तु दुर्यो महतां वनियस्तु दुर्यो महतां संस्थित्याध्यात्मशिक्षया आप्तकामाम् इवात्मान मेनात्मनि अवस्थिता वनियस्तु दुर्या महता संस्थित्या अध्यात्मशिक्षया आप्तकामाम् इवात्मान मेनात्मनि अवस्थिता वनियस्तु दुर्यो महता संस्थित्या अध्यात्मचक्षया आप्तकामाम् इवात्मान मेनात्मनि अवस्थिता
Vaniya, the son of Vena Maharaj. Prithu, Prithu, of course. Duraya, the chief. Mahatam, of great personalities. Samstitya,
being completely fixed.
Adhyatma Sikshaya,
in the matter of self-realization.
Apta,
achieved.
Kamam,
desires.
Iva,
like.
Atmanam,
in self-satisfaction.
Mene,
considered.
Atmani,
in the self.
Avastita,
situated.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Among great personalities, Maharaj Prithu was the chief by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. He remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. Translation responsibly, please. Amongst great personalities,
Maharaj Prithu
was the chief
by virtue of his
fixed position
in relation to spiritual enlightenment.
He remained satisfied
as one
who has achieved
all success
in spiritual understanding.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Remaining fixed in devotional service gives one the utmost in self-satisfaction. Actually, self-satisfaction can be achieved only by pure devotees who have no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to desire, he is fully satisfied with himself. Similarly, a devotee who has no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as self-satisfied as the Supreme Lord. Everyone is hankering after peace of mind and self-satisfaction. But this can only be achieved by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. King Prithu's statements in previous verses regarding his vast knowledge and perfect devotional service are justified here. For he is considered best among all Mahatmas. In Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Sri Krishna speaks of Mahatmas in this way. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritimasruta bhajanti ananya manaso jnatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Prithu, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. The Mahatmas are not under the clutches of illusory energy, but are under the protection of the spiritual energy. Because of this, the real Mahatma is always engaged in devotional service of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj exhibited all the symptoms of a Mahatma. Thereby, he is mentioned in this verse as Duryo Mahatam, best of the Mahatmas. Vaniyastu Duryo Mahatam, Samstitya Dhyatma Sikshaya, Aptakamam Ivatmanam Menatmani Avastitam. Amongst great personalities, Maharaj Prithu was the chief by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. He remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are continue to hear the glories of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, first so many slokas, glorified Sanat Kumaras. So now we are hearing about what kind of personality Prithu Maharaj is. So in this verse, translation, Srila Prabhupada says, amongst great personalities, Maharaj Prithu was the chief by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. So this is the fixed position is because of he is fixed in devotional service. Not just devotional service, pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Atokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. So the Atma Suprasidati, the Atma will be satisfied. When the Atma will be satisfied? When the Atma performs some activities for its own satisfaction, it is not going to be satisfied. That's why it's mentioned, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Asanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Santa. This is like a Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. Bhukti means one who, what is Bhukti means? Sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment. Bhukti. Bhukti Mukti. Mukti means? Moksha. Liberation. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi. Mystic perfection. Kami. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. Kami is just material desires. Sakala Asanta. Sakala Asanta means is always dissatisfied. Always dissatisfied. Because all these things, like you get something and then you want to get more, want to get more, want to get more. This is like there is no end to this. So Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Asanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. So Krishna Bhakta is Nishkama Atayeva Santa. Krishna Bhakta is Nishkama. Nishkama, what is meaning of Nishkama? No desire? No material desire. Srila Prabhupada, every sentence he translates wonderfully. It's not, Prabhupada never calls Nishkama as no desire. Nishkama means no material desires. Actually, we have to have desire. There's nothing wrong in having desire. There is nothing harm in having desire. We should have desire. Hanumanji had desire. What was Hanumanji desire? Hare Krishna? You can write later. What is Hanumanji's desire? Ram. That is the only thing. Serve Ram in all circumstances. He is serving the Ram, Lord Ram in all circumstances. That is Hanumanji's desire. Hanumanji always desired. How can I? So Hanumanji is Nishkama. Because he is not satisfying, trying to satisfy himself. Instead he is trying to satisfy always Lord Ram. And he has everything. We have this sloka, na? What is that sloka in Hanuman Chalis? Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidike Data Asavardina Janaki Mata Rama Rasayana Tumare Pasa Sata Raghupati Ke. See, Hanumanji gave us what all the things he has? Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidhi. What is he doing? He is not using Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidhi in his own satisfaction. He is using Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidhi in serving the Supreme Lord. So that is his. So, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Asanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Santa. So that is what is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo. What is the supreme occupation of a living entity? Is Atokshaje. What is Atokshaje? Beyond the senses. Akshaja. Akshaja means senses. Atokshaja means beyond the senses. So Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Atokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service has to be Ahaituki without any cause, motive. I'm performing devotional service, I'm going to get this. I'm doing this, I'm going to get this. Without expectation. So in this world, we have expectations, that is why we get frustration. Correct? Sometimes we have expectation, I expect this. I'm expecting this person has to respect me. I'm expecting this person has to give me this, give me that. So when we keep on having expectation, and then definitely the people are not here to satisfy you. This world, not everybody is waiting here, how Prabhu, how can I please you? No, people are not here. People will have, sometimes they will satisfy, sometimes they not satisfy. If you have very high expectation, then there is going to be some frustration going to be there. So instead, what we are trying to do is, instead of pleasing this, so we try to perform devotional service. Ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. That will satisfy the satisfy the Atma. The Atma, if you want Atma satisfaction, then we have to perform devotional service. Ahaituki apratihata. That is why Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Anya Bilashita Sunyam. Jnana karmati anavritam anukulena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That is uttama bhakti's definition is anya abhilashita sunyam. Not abhilashita sunyam. Sometimes we think Abhilashita only, full Abhilash only make it zero. No, we are not asked to make Abhilash zero. Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karmati Anavritam, Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. Anukulya. This is very, very important word actually. What we have to learn is, what are the things that are favorable? Favorable to devotional service, that we have to grab. And whatever is unfavorable to devotional service, that we have to reject. So this is the main anga. The bhakti starts from here only. Anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam. Anukulyasya sankalpam. Whatever is favorable to devotional service, we have to accept it. And whatever is unfavorable, we have to reject it. I may be attached to that. I may be very much attached to that particular thing. But it is not favorable to devotional service, then we have to give it up. And I may be not be attached to something. I may not be attached to something. But it is favorable for devotional service, then we have to accept it. So this is two things here. So this is what here it is said, Maharaj Prithu, Srila Prabhupada says, remaining fixed in devotional service gives one the utmost in self-satisfaction. Actually, self-satisfaction can be achieved only by pure devotees who have no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So their aim is how to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is served, doesn't mean that other people are just high and dry, they are not going to get anything. No. When Supreme Personality of Godhead is served, automatically we are in part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai Vamso, Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Loka Sanatana. We are a part and parcel of Krishna. When the Supreme Lord is served, automatically we are also getting the satisfaction. Narada Muni says, Yata Taror Mula Nishechanena Tripyanti Tachkanta Bhujopashaka. When you want to water the tree, what will you do, Hare Krishna? When you want to water the tree, what will you do?
Water
the bottom. Root. Yes, water the root. And when you want to the whole body to be nourished, what we should do? We have to put the hand some prasadam, here some prasadam. No? What should we do? What should we do, Hare Krishna? When your body has to be nourished, what we should do? Anybody? Hare Krishna? When the body is very easy. That's it. We have to go up and we have to take prasadam. So that's it. When the body has to be nourished, we have to eat prasadam. The same way, when we worship the Supreme Lord, Achyutejya, when you worship the Supreme Lord, automatically everybody becomes satisfied. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. We know the story where Draupadi Maharani, Durvasa Muni, once he went to see Pandavas in the forest. Duryodhana gave a good advice. Durvasa Muni, please go. Afternoon, after they have finished, you go in the afternoon and you give your blessings. What a great personality. He goes and he says, Durvasa Muni, you please go and visit the Pandavas. And then when Pandavas are like, and then you give their blessings. So they know, Duryodhana knows, by the lunch time when they go, they would have finished prasadam and there is nothing will be there. And Durvasa Muni will not be given any prasadam. So what will Durvasa Muni do? Immediately he will curse. That is the blessing he wanted to give. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, oh, Draupadi, please make some. Durvasa Muni has come, so make something. Prasad. Not only Durvasa Muni alone, 60,000 disciples. Durvasa Muni never goes alone, actually. So Draupadi Maharani is thinking, what can I do? Now there is nothing like, no safe way, no poles, nothing, grocery. How can we get all these things? And now we have to feed all the 60,000 plus at Durvasa Muni. And then she was thinking, but only one good thing is, Draupadi Maharani had one Akshaya Patra. All the Mataji will think, we'll all have one Akshaya Patra at home also. So they had one Akshaya Patra. That Akshaya Patra will keep on coming. The food will keep on coming. Actually, Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir is Akshaya Patra anyway. Don't have to go anywhere else. So the Akshaya Patra will keep on coming. And once Draupadi eats and washes the vessel, and that's it. That day it is over. It's a good idea. We should want like one of them come regularly here. It will be helpful. So this is the Akshaya Patra. And that day, Durvasa Muni came, everything is washed and kept. And what can she do? So she immediately summoned Krishna. Krishna, what can I do? So Krishna also came. Krishna, I am very hungry. This is like a very like one this irony. He is calling Krishna for the same problem, and Krishna is also coming. He is very hungry. And then Krishna said, no, you will have some. Draupadi said, everything is finished. Nothing is there. So, no, you will have something. Just bring the vessel. So just Krishna had a look at the vessel, and then there one small grain was there. One small grain. And then just he picked up the grain and put in his mouth. And then straight away, when Krishna ate that grain, automatically 60,000 plus all these disciples of Durvasamuni and Durvasamuni himself, they all had complete bloating, some satisfaction till the neck. This is what Yasmin Tushte Jagat Tushte. When Lord Krishna is satisfied, it's not a joke, it's a serious pastime happened in Krishna Leela. So it's not. So when Krishna is satisfied, everybody is satisfied. The whole world is satisfied. So that is why we try to offer the worship to Krishna. When we offer the bhoga to Krishna, then when Krishna is fed, then everybody is satisfied. Srila Prabhupada said, whoever comes, everybody should take prasad. So that's why here we are having this, when devotees come here and take prasadam, Krishna is offered now, Krishna prasad, Krishna already offered bhoga. And now in another half an hour, then we are going to respect that, honor the prasadam. So when Krishna is satisfied, automatically our self-satisfaction is automatically included. It is a packaged deal. We all like packaged deal. We don't want a separate deal. We want packaged deal. When you satisfy Krishna, when you serve Krishna, automatically in your senses, you use your senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruttam. So when you try to satisfy Krishna, automatically your satisfaction is included in it. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is called Supreme Personality of God, has nothing to desire. He is fully satisfied with himself. Supreme Lord is fully satisfied with himself. There is a name for Krishna who is fully satisfied with him. Not a cube. Hare Krishna. That name is not cube. Krishna's name. Krishna has a name. Who is fully satisfied with oneself. What is the name of Krishna? There is one name of Krishna. Anybody can? Children given choice first. There is one name of Krishna. Yes, already answer has come. There is one name of Krishna, which is, Krishna is fully satisfied with himself. What is that name? Already answer has been given. Supreme Personality of God. That is correct. That is always correct actually. That will never go wrong actually. That answer will never go wrong. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, there is one specific name. Yes? Atmaram. Mother told or you told? That's good. Mother told also good only.
Can you repeat that name?
Yes, Atmaram.
Three times.
Atmaram. Yes. Now class satisfied? Now you are satisfied. Yes. So Krishna, he is fully satisfied with himself. So Srila Prabhupada makes a wonderful statement here. Similarly, a devotee who has now desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-satisfied as the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. The same way, the devotee who is serving the Supreme Lord without any motive, without any interruption, anyabhilashata sunyam, then he is also self-satisfied. He is also Atmaram. So Prabhupada continues here. Everyone is hankering after peace of mind and self-satisfaction. But this can be only achieved by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. So this is like a... Normally people follow this religious principle. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma. Why do people follow some religious principle? Dharma for artha. They get some money. That is why they perform. Most of it, not here. Devotees, they perform devotional service, that is to satisfy Krishna, to please Krishna. And that is our constitutional position. Constitutional position means that is the intrinsic nature of the living entity. The intrinsic nature of the living entity is to be serving someone. Nobody can say that I am not serving anyone. Can anyone say that I am not serving anyone? No, nobody can say that. We are all serving someone. But we are not getting the full satisfaction. We are getting only installment satisfaction. Sometimes satisfaction, sometimes, most of the time dissatisfaction. That is our problem. This material world, we try very hard. But we don't get satisfaction. That for us, other person also not satisfied, and we are also not satisfied. Because this is a, so dharma, artha. There is some artha, there is something they expect. So that is why they just want some artha, and then sometimes after getting artha also, dharma, artha, kama, what will you do with artha? You have millions of dollars and there is no way of enjoyment. What will they use actually? The dharma, artha, kama, some sense gratification, and the sense gratification also finally leads to frustration, then moksha. Then they will say, oh no, all these things are neti, neti, neti. No, we don't want this, So then when we want moksha only. So, but the devotional service is beyond moksha. This is like a prema. Krishna bhakti, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Most of the time people follow that. But the Krishna bhakti or anya vilashita sunyam or performing devotional service without motivation, without interruption, this is beyond all these things. That is why it is satisfying to the atma. The atma is suprasidati, as we read. Suprasidati, atma will be satisfied. So, Srila Prabhupada continues here in the purport. King Prithu's statements in previous verses regarding his vast knowledge and perfect devotional service are justified here, for he is considered best among all Mahatmas. Mahatma. This word is very easily used, especially from India. So, Mahatma. Mahatma. Atma is soul. Mahatma is a great soul. Mahatma. Mahatma. So, but Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful definition. Who is Mahatma? And he is not giving himself, he is quoting Lord Shri Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim asrita. Mahatma is the one who has taken shelter daivi prakriti. There are two prakritis are there. Daivim prakriti, one is daivi prakriti. What is that? Other prakriti? Asuri prakriti or material nature. One is spiritual nature, one is material nature. So here Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti asrita. Then what is the Mahatma doing? Bhajanti ananya manaso. He is always 24/7. Support, non-call support, 24/7. Bhajanti ananya manaso jnatva bhutatim avyayam. So this is the definition of Mahatma. Mahatma is always, if you all accompany a Mahatma, we be very careful. What is his activity? Don't use the word Mahatma as a very loose word. No? Mahatma is the one, is like we have to see, Mahatmanastu mam partha hi devim prakriti masrita bhajanti ananya manaso jnatva bhutadim avyayam. Srila Prabhupada translate, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, or under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. That is why he is called Mahatma. Because Mahatma is completely engaged. Bhajanti ananya manaso. Ananya manaso. There is no deviation, no interruption. His devotional service is very fixed. So Prithu Maharaj is one of the Mahatmas. It's mentioned here in this sloka. He's one such Mahatma. There are so many Mahatmas are there. Mahajans are also there. So this is like there are 12 Dwadasa Mahajans are there. Swayambhu, Sambhu, Narada, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Bhishma, Bali, Vayasaki. There are so many personalities. They are all Mahatmas. And Prithu Maharaj also one of the great personality who is setting an example, ideal example. Because we are all here, we perform, sometimes we hear all these different pastime, Prahlad Maharaj pastime, Dhruva Maharaj pastime, oh they are all pure devotees. But what are you? We also have to become one among them. Not that we want to go competition with Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. No, we don't want that competition. We want to emulate, want to understand how they are becoming a Mahatma, then we also. Because this human form of life is given, even if we have a slightest desire to enjoy this material world, we have to come back here. Even slightest desire. Oh, let me check out this. Okay, yes, bus. Come here. And again, punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam, punarapi marane, janane, jatare sayanam. This will continue. Even little bit slightest desire. That is why we have to be very careful not to have this. That's why when performing devotional service, beginning itself, devotional service we are performing not for something, something, something. This is performing for pleasure of Lord Krishna. At least we have to start like that. Like Dhruva Maharaj started devotional service with some motive. Yes, I wanted to have a kingdom bigger than my father's kingdom. He had the motive. But the devotional service is so pure, then it automatically it completely wiped out his whatever the initial desire. And then he became complete. Then he said, Swamin kritarthosmi varamna yache. I don't want anything. I was looking for a broken pieces of glass. Now I got the jewel of your association. I do not want anything. This is the devotional service. When we perform pure devotional service, automatically the desire for sense gratification, desire for material enjoyment, all these things will go. So that is why we have to aim. It is a very high, tall order. No doubt about that. It is a tall order, but we have to do that if you want to get out of this material. No, I want to hang around here for another 100,000. Okay, then it's okay. Then we can be very aram say, we can do everything. But if you want to get out of this place, then we have to do this. So Krishna says, the Mahatmas are not under the clutches of the illusory energy, but are under the protection of the spiritual energy. So Lord, how he reciprocates actually. If somebody surrendered to Krishna, Krishna takes it very seriously. Very serious. When Maharaj Ambarish was a great Mahatma, this is another great Mahatma. We will be reading about him in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was a great devotee of the Lord. And Maharaj Ambarish, he was such a personality, he was a great king, and he engaged in everything in service of the Lord. We wish all the modern politicians and all that, they also engage like that, but very wishful thinking. But he, even though he was a great king, he engaged everything. And there was again the same Durvasa Muni came there also. Durvasa Muni is like to keep the whole thing going, he comes every now and then. Durvasa Muni came and he picked up a quarrel with Ambarisha Maharaj, and he wanted to kill Ambarisha Maharaj. And then he created one big demon. But Ambarisha Maharaj was completely satisfied. He was never perturbed actually. And then Durvasa Muni, demon was created. So Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, Sudarshan Chakra came and then killed that demon and didn't leave that Durvasa Muni. It was following Durvasa Muni. It was following Durvasa Muni all the way. Durvasa Muni was such a great mystic. He was going everywhere. First he went to Brahma Loka. My dear Brahma, this Sudarshan Chakra is behind me. Please help me. Brahma says, oh, Sudarshan Chakra, no, I can't. This is not my capacity. I can't do anything. So then he went to Lord Shiva, Kailash. Lord Shiva says, oh, this is like a Sudarshan Chakra is beyond our control. Best thing is you go to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is the master of the Sudarshan Chakra. He will control. So he, Durvasa Muni, was such a great mystic. He went up to see Lord Vishnu also. And then what happens? Then I have to open up this thing. It doesn't stop. Okay. So I just want to see when we perform devotional service, we think, we keep on doing service. Prabhu, I have done service for Krishna for long. But look at Krishna, what Krishna is saying. So when he is saying to, actually this is the context is, Durvasa Muni goes to Lord Vishnu, my dear Lord Vishnu, please, your Sudarshan Chakra is behind me, please protect me. So what Vishnu says here, we'll read this.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Aham Bhakta Paradina, Hi Asvatantara Ivadvija, Sadhubir Grasta Hridayo, Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Just listen to these words. The 5 slokas we are going to read. Prasadam will be there, don't worry. 5 slokas only we are going to read. But these slokas are giving so much satisfaction. Why? What are we doing in devotional service? How Lord Krishna is reciprocating with us? Just this 5 sloka. I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desire, I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee, and even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. This is Lord Vishnu speaking.
Naham Atmanam Asashe Madbhaktai Sadhubir Vina Sriyam Chatyantikam Brahmam Yesham Gadir Ahampara.
Oh, best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. Krishna doesn't want to enjoy his supreme opulences, and without the devotees, he does not want to enjoy. He says, Ye dharagra putrapta pranam vittam imam param hitvamam saranam yata katam tam stam taktum utsahe. Since pure devotees give up their homes,
homes, wives, children, relatives, riches and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next. How can I give up such devotees at any time? Krishna is asking, how can I give up my devotees at any such time? And then, Mayi Nirbandha Hridaya Sadhava Samadarshinaha Vase Kurvanti Maam Bhaktya Sat Sriya Sat Patim Yata. As chaste women bring their gentle husband under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their control. Matsevaya praditam te salokhyati chatushtayam nechanti sevaya purna kutonyat kala viplutam. My devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in the four principles of liberation. Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sashti. Although these are automatically achieved by their service, what then is said to be of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? Then the Krishna concludes, Vishnu concludes, Sadavo hridayam mahyam sadunam hridayam toham madhanyete na janati naham tebhyo managabi. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me and I do not know anyone else but them. So this is what Lord Krishna says. How much he is attached to his devotee. Whether we are attached, that's another thing. But he is attached. He is so much attached to this devotee. He is saying, Lord Vishnu, if he thought he could have very easily contracted this weapon, what is the difficulty for him? It is his weapon only. Sudarshan, just come back, he will come back. But Lord Vishnu didn't want to do that because he wanted to teach a lesson that this is a great thing, being a devotee. And that is why Sadhava, so this is like a last sloka, he is saying, my devotee is like, he is always in the core of my heart I am in the core of their heart and he is in the core of Krishna's heart, Vishnu's heart. This is the beauty of the devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam says that. So, and then after all these things, Lord Vishnu said to Durvasa Muni, my dear Brahmana, all good fortune to you. If at all you want to do some favor for yourself, go and fall at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish. If Maharaj Ambarish forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra will go back. So this is what Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu attaches to this devotee. What the attachment that Krishna has to. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, like this is like if you want to serve the devotee, Gopi Bhartha Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasanu Da. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is like even better than serving devotee, as a brother serving Krishna, serving the devotee is better. That is why Lord Shiva says, Aradhananam Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samartam. Even worshipping Krishna is good. It's nothing wrong in that. It is best. And even better is when you worship Lord, the devotees of the Lord, when you respect them, automatically Lord Krishna is very much pleased. So that is why here Mahatma, we are talking about the Mahatmas are not under the clutches of the illusory energy, but under the protection of the spiritual energy. When Maharaj Maharaj Ambarish, like Maharaj Prithu, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit, all these great personalities, how Lord Krishna reciprocated in their lives. If you see that, then we can see there is nothing for us to fear. Nothing for us to fear. When we engage in devotional service, let us do this as a, this is the utmost, I'm performing devotional service, I don't want to worry about anything else. Perform devotional service without any interruption, without motivation, then that will give full satisfaction to the Atma. And Prabhupada concludes that, Prithu Maharaj exhibited all the symptoms of a Mahatma, therefore he is mentioned in this verse, Duryo Mahatam, best of the Mahatma. So, we have two things to do. One is these Mahatmas, we just Mahajana Yena Katasya Panta. Whatever the path chalked down by these great Mahatmas, we have to follow them. It's a great example for them. And they are like ideal personalities whose example we can take. We don't want to just take this like, I perform devotional service, a little bit of Karma Mishra, Jnana Mishra, little bit of this, little bit of that. You can do that. But somebody gives you sweet rice. Oh, by the way, I have put a little bit of grains into the sand grains also into that. How it will taste actually? This is like a sweet rice, very wonderful. But if you put a little bit of sand in that,
then it's not going to give you the full satisfaction. Same way, when we are trying, might as well try for pure devotional service. Then, by Krishna's mercy, by Guru's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we will all one day become pure devotees. It's not like a pure devotee, it's not like one day early morning we woke up and immediately we became pure devotees. No. It's not going to be like, we have to practice, we have to do. This is anyabhilashi. This is like a anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshishyati iti viswaso, goptrutte varnam tata, atma nikshepa karpanye sadviti saranagati. Surrender means starting like that. We have to start at some point in time. It's not like a pure devotional service, like one day everything will start, we are become pure devotees. No, we have to anukulyasya sankalpam. We have to accept things which are favorable to devotional service. Pratikulyasya varjanam. And these type of things are mentioned. Utsaha nichayan dharya, tattat karma pravartana, sangatyaha sadovritte, sadbir bhaktir prasidhyati. So these type of things are there, acharyas have given, so that we can, because we have to be enthusiastic. Yeah, devotional service, yeah. Again, it's not a routine, the mundane work actually. Krishna reciprocates. There is a reciprocation between Lord and the devotee is there. That is why it's not a static, ecstatic. Prabhupada says, what is the opposite of static? Normally, when you say, what is the opposite of static? Dynamic. But this is ecstatic. It's not static, it's ecstatic. This is ecstatic. Devotional service is ecstatic. So that is what we have to aim. And we have a great example, Srila Prabhupada, and all the acharyas are there. And we are not alone, actually. We are not alone. We have to always remember, we are not alone. Actually, majority is there. Here only minority. We have to always remember. Majority, all the Vaikuntha, Goloka, Vrindavan, all the majority people are there. Here we are like, even though the material world, a lot of people are there, but it's only a minority. Ekapada Vibhuti. Tripada Vibhuti is there. So people are doing. So we have to perform devotional service as much as possible, without motivation, without interruption. Then the satisfaction will come to the Atma. Otherwise, we'll continue. But anyway, there is no loss. Actually, Krishna says that whatever little you perform also, it's going to be helpful. But why can't take full advantage? Why not take full advantage? Why to just only little bit advantage? Why you want to take little bit advantage? We want to take full advantage of that. Well, who knows, when as the Kali Yuga progresses, we may not get a human, but this is like a, circumstances may not be favorable, why to come again? So that way, these lessons from Prithu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and all the great personalities help us to reinforce our commitment, pure devotional service, not just we don't want to settle anything less. As much as possible, we have to do. Best thing we will do, and leave the result to Krishna. If Krishna gives this time, that's fine, otherwise we will come back again. Hare Krishna. Stop here if there are any questions or comments. Hare Bol Prabhu.
Just one small question. What is the difference between bhukti and kami?
Bhukti and kami. Kami. Bhukti, see, it's like a different, that sloka, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. So bhukti is like a material enjoyment. Kami also, desires. There are varieties of desires. Siddhi is, actually one sense, they are all material desires. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. They are all material desires. So, bhukti is like, I don't have the exact translation. Bhukti, Sukadeva Prabhu, can Rose, can bhukti, exact.
I understand the bhukti refers to all enjoyment.
Yes, that's why.
Kami is more towards like lust.
Yeah. Kama, lust. This is satisfaction. Actually, anything for my satisfaction. Kama also sometimes, we think kama and prema, very simple, small difference only. My satisfaction is lust. Krishna's satisfaction is prema. Atma indriya preeti vancha, kama. Krishna indriya preeta, prema. So that's the only difference. Okay. Yes, Prabhu?
You mentioned the Guru Maharaj's pastime, where he was chased and he went to the Lord. Specifically, you mentioned the Vishnu form of the Lord. So,
yeah.
I think other pastimes is a very similar thing. I was just wondering, do they not have access to the Lord and the Krishna's form, or do they not feel in that form, or
why
is that?
No, it's not stopping there. See, like there is, in one sense, there is no like Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, like they are all like a, so in that particular Leela, see, like Prahlad Maharaj had a darshan of Narsingadev. So it's not Krishna, he's Krishna only. So even the Lord Vishnu. So Yate Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So there are different features of the Lord. No? So Lord Vishnu is they got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. So there is nothing less actually for them. But again, the devotees of Krishna are special, because this is like some devotees they have the darshan of Krishna. So it's not like for our understanding, like having darshan of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and there's nothing less actually. So they got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharashi Madbhahavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.